Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Lori Hallman's Unlocking Parental Intelligence. Sophie, I have to ask, you've got two kids, so tell me, does this book feel like it was written for you?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's for any parent who's ever felt like they're just reacting instead of actually connecting. Hallman's whole point is that children's behavior is always communicating something, and our job is to be a detective, not a judge.
Right. And that's such a shift from the usual parenting advice, which is all about strategies and techniques. She's saying, stop trying to fix the behavior and start trying to understand the person.
Exactly.
And the framework she gives is really simple but powerful. 3 steps, observation, reflection, and connection. It's not about being a perfect parent. It's about being a curious one.
So observation means watching your child with fresh eyes, like you're seeing them for the first time, which is harder than it sounds because we all have these labels we put on our kids, right?
Totally. You know, she's the sensitive one, or he's the troublemaker. And once you have that filter, you stop noticing the nuances. Hallman says you have to become a student of your own child.
That's beautiful. Then reflection is where you ask the deeper questions. What was my child feeling? What happened right before this behavior? What need isn't being met? And you also look inward at your own reactions.
Which is huge, because she talks about how parents carry their own childhood histories into their parenting. Your own emotional baggage gets triggered, and suddenly you're not responding to your kid. You're responding to your past.
Oh, that hit me hard. There's this idea that when you have an intense emotional reaction to something your child does, it's often a signal that an old wound has been touched. The child's behavior isn't the real problem. It's your unprocessed feelings.
Right.
And then the 3rd step is connection, which is the goal. You approach your child from a place of understanding, not reaction. You say things like, I can see you're really upset, and I want to understand what's going on.
And that doesn't mean giving in to every demand. It means setting limits with empathy. She gives this great example of a 7-year-old boy who starts having nightmares after his baby sister is born. His parents were frustrated, but instead of punishing him, they observed and realized he was feeling displaced.
Yeah, and once they understood that, they connected with him by setting aside special time just for him. The nightmares faded. That's the power of this approach.
She also talks about how play is a child's primary language for expressing feelings. A kid who builds a tower and knocks it down might be exploring feelings of power and loss. You don't have to ask them directly. You could just join them in play.
And there's a whole section on co-regulation, which is basically helping your child calm down when they're flooded. Young kids don't have the brain capacity to manage their emotions alone. They need you to be a calm, steady presence.
Which is so hard to do when you're in the middle of a meltdown yourself. But she's really compassionate about that too. She says parents aren't superheroes, and when you lose your temper, the important thing is to repair.
Apologize to your child. Explain what happened. Ask for a fresh start. That models something incredibly valuable, that relationships can survive conflict.
The part that really got me was when she says children are not projects to be fixed. They're whole human beings who deserve to be known. So much parenting advice is about shaping behavior and producing successful adults, but she's like, no, focus on the relationship.
And that's the core of it. When you focus on connection instead of control, kids grow into their fullest selves because they've been seen, not because they've been molded.
I'm walking away from this book with one thing. Before I react, I'm going to pause and ask, what is my child trying to tell me? That one question changes everything.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Love that. So Sophie, final thought?
Parental intelligence is really just love that's willing to listen. We'll see you in the next one.